Let me ask you this. Last question. I only have a couple minutes left. Who of the prospective candidates can be that for mayor, can be that change agent? Do you see something there? Do you see something that you saw in Ed or in Mike in Nutter?
You know, I mean, I don't know enough about them personally. I mean, you know, I think Jeff Brown is going to probably try to be that person, the guy who owns some of these supermarkets. Dom is more of a business guy. I mean, there's going to be through the Chamber of Commerce and some of these other groups, I think they're going to want to try to get a lot of people in city council who are more chamber oriented. They might be for Dom. I don't know, you know, I don't know who else is really in the end going to run, who from city council. What, think about this, Larry. For the last 24 years, all since Ed, all the mayors have come from city council. 8 years of Street, 8 years of Nutter, and now what'll be 8 years of Kenny. You know, so
Oh.
will it come from city council? I mean, if Helen Gim decided to run in the Democratic primary, I think she would clearly be the favorite. I think she's been scared a little bit. I don't think she really wants to do the job, but Rebecca Reinhart is, you know, there's somebody that I think could, you know, now we used to work for her. I don't, JJ Balaban in our office did her campaign and her reelection. I don't know who's if he's going to do her mayor's race or not, you know, because JJ, luck, thank, you know, good for him, has gone to another place since, you know, since we don't really exist too much anymore. But, you know, Rebecca Reinhart, I think, would be great at that. I think she could be, but in the last time a city controller became mayor was in, you know, who had been somebody who would be city controller be mayor was like in the early 1950s. It's been 70 years since you've had a city, and a bunch of city controllers have won. Alex Hempel, Tommy Leonard, a bunch of city controllers run and never, no one knows who the city controller is. I mean, you know, so, you know,
Well,
it's
when Joe Clark was city controller, his investigations led to six suicides. And I always say, now that's political reform.
yes, you know, I mean, but the so it's, you know, I think all these people are well-meaning. I mean, you know, I don't know in the end whether this, you know, Councilman Green is going to run, or Derek Green, or, you know, Terrell Parker. I mean, how many people are from town? Because in the end, they have to give up $130,000 a year part-time job. Hey, give, you know, let me have one of
Yeah,
those. You know, and it's unbelievable the dysfunction of city government with a multi-billion-dollar city government and a multi-billion-dollar school system, and it's dysfunctional. That's a hard job. So if Helen Gim doesn't want to do it, I don't know if she's going to run. I've met her once in my life. I don't know her from Adam, but.
I saw Nutter a few weeks ago, and he pointed out that his last budget was $3.8 billion. This one is $5.6 billion. What
It's
kind of
unbelievable.
on that investment are taxpayers
Right,
getting?
exactly. And you can't keep, you know, I mean, a 31% property tax assessment doesn't necessarily hurt me, but, you know, senior citizens who can't afford it, or young working families, it's really, really hard.
Well, listen,
For what services?
I want to I think this starts the Ox for Mayor campaign. This
Yeah, no,
conversation.
you know, no, it's, but I, you know, years ago, I remember, I mean, you know, and I still say this, although I say it less so. I mean, you know, Bill Green said famously that the worst legislative body in the free world is city council. I don't believe that anymore. The worst legislative body in the free world is the state house of Pennsylvania. You know, I mean, especially on the Republican side, that's the worst legislative body in the free world.
Well, you are. I'm a. It might be a small universe, but of the people I know, you're one of the smartest and most interesting. So,
Well, thanks, Larry.
thank you for doing this.
And the citizen is a wonderful thing. It really is. I mean, the voice of all these kids I don't know, keep bringing them in.
Yeah, well,
Let them
that's the
take
thing.
over.
It's the most pure thing I've ever done, and so that's
Right.
why. It's wonderful to wake up to it every day because it's like I don't have to do any of the crap you used to have to do at other media outlets to get to the stuff you're passionate about. Thank you, dude.
All
You're
right.
the
Talk
best.
to you soon. Take care of that.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.